Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in a junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car.
Episode 9 of the Louisville Beer Podcast. I'm your host, John Michael Wirth. With me tonight, I've got Mr. John King. Say hey, John.
Hey, we want that Scott Likens.
God is back!
Back. Did you
didn't like that echo.
So the people down at the Capstone event don't hear us down the hallway.
the Capstone Company. Scott Schreffler, or Scott Likens. God, I knew this was going to be confusing. Scott Likens, you're back with the off-color commentary. I hope back. Have you done some research and gotten some?
I've reclused myself away in a cabin for a couple of weeks to try to focus solely on nothing but
something
extracurriculars and the podcast. And
something I'm other here, than taint references.
There's going to be a lot of taint references. Well,
how about FUPA? FUPA reference?
Dude, it's all taints, man.
It's all taint? Taint Den.
So our special guest tonight, Mr. Scott Schreffler from Schlafly.
The Taint
Scott
Master Schreffler. Himself.
Taint Master General. Certified Cicerone.
Yeah.
And
Certified
Schlafly.
Taint Master in four states.
Is that on your card?
I want to make sure my bosses do not listen to this. Right. I think that's probably the best.
he never got access in Oklahoma due to some regulations.
It's tough in Oklahoma, man. And so, Utah.
Scott is the regional Schlafly beer rep around. How big is your area?
Three states I cover.
Golly. How big is your sales territory?
How long is this
There's
podcast?
There's no joke there, right? There's no joke with sales territory, right?
Area.
I cover Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee. Indiana, basically Lafayette South, and then Tennessee, it's Nashville, Chattanooga, and Knoxville.
Nice. So you're on the road quite a bit, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of traveling, lots of nights away, lots of events.
Lots of Asian spas.
Sounds pretty strange.
God, I can't get over you with short hair still. Every time I see you with
that was a bit shocking,
head.
Yeah.
Do you read a lot of weird. Porn when you're out on the road?
No, never leave a paper trail.
Oh, nice.
That's paper. Why I use zinc.
Paper.
So this is a beer podcast, believe it or not.
Yes,
apparently. We talk about beer and not body parts. And
well, luckily I know these two, so I knew somewhat what to expect. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So, and if you've heard the podcast before, I'm sure
I have. Yeah.
There's a good 50-50 chance I may throw up, but it's from laughing.
I'm crying, man. It's 30 seconds in.
I know. See, it's a strong comeback. That's what
right.
that is. Come back.
Don't call
come
it
on.
A comeback.
Yeah.
He's been here for
So where
for
have
beers.
You been, Scott? Where the hell have you been?
Man, I've been all over.
You've been everywhere, man.
Been researching the far ends of the world, trying to know how to make this podcast better. Sorry, I'm getting verbal or a nonverbal cues from my supervisor over here.
Fired? Kidding. I'm kidding.
No, dude, I've just been, hanging out, vacation, drinking beers, doing what I do. And,
was it a vacation all you ever wanted? Vacation, time to get away?
I wouldn't call it that. I mean, you know, wouldn't call it a of all time, but it was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
So you went to Asheville, bro?
I stopped at, I was just in Asheville for about 6 hours worth of fun, but those 6 hours worth of fun was enough to make me want it, created a hangover that maybe like I'd never had in a long time. I woke up in a cold sweat in a Asheville hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hashtag no narcotics. It was all just straight beer and no food.
Did things get strange in Asheville?
No, man. that things did not get strange, unfortunately. Got disrolled in town and got a little intoxicated and was paying for it for about 5 hours driving on into Charleston the next day. So, nothing big happened in Asheville. But
did
it
was you go
a lot
down
of
there for any reason or just to go?
No, dude, I went down to go to the beach and had that planned out. And
what the fuck is that sound?
What the fuck, dude? Like,
we're getting some static in here.
I'm not an amateur. I'm not wearing headphones, but. Yeah.
Only amateurs don't wear headphones. Yeah,
professionals right. can sense feedback,
right? Right.
And levels,
absolutely.
If only you had a degree in our
first podcast, dude. Okay,
I know it's your ninth.
Thank you.
Actually, no, it's what your seventh because you've missed two.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I'm a listener.
It's my biggest fan. It sounds like I'm being stalked.
And I thought it was Dan's wife that was your biggest fan.
I thought Dan's wife was my biggest fan, but unfortunately, it's Scott Schreffler. But no, I went down to Asheville, spent the night, went on down to the beach, and down in South Carolina and hung out for a couple days. And
did you wear a Speedo?
I did not.
All right.
Unfortunately for you, I know. I probably ran a batch off or two by hand, wondering if I was wearing a Speedo at different times while I was gone, but no, I did not.
Did you just say ran a batch?
Ran a batch off by hand.
Speaking of bats, what are we drinking here, fellas? We got a High Lie open from Cigar City.
Oh, we've drank a High Lie from Cigar City, a India Pale Ale from Westbrook, and then we had a Lost Coast.
Yeah, we had the Lost Coast
IPA.
Indica? Indica? I don't know how to.
Indica?
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 Propecia? We've had three IPAs in a row, so it's pretty hop on the
This
tongue.
Is about my seventh IPA in a row, actually. Yeah. This is not my second
Pre-podcast.
Pre-podcast. No, where have you been?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know.
We've
been hanging out for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Hanging out, drinking beers.
Putting the kids to bed?
I've been painting the house.
Painting the house? Painting is the that hallway. A euphemism?
Been, not a euphemism.
You've been home petting your new
kitty. As your kitty.
You've been home petting your new kitty, dude.
No.
Do you want to tell us about your new pussy you have?
Yeah,
your
I've
house?
Got a new little kitty cat. A real kitty cat. No, it's called a kitty cat. Got it.
What's his name?
Chicken Barbie.
Chicken Barbie?
My 3-year-old named the cat.
You
want
to go to the, pawn shop and buy a gun after this?
No, you guys want
for
me
yourself,
to go to my
holy
house?
Shit.
Not the cat, but for yourself.
You guys want me to go get the kitty, and it could be our special guest since we're ignoring Scott Schreffler over here?
I will say that the fact that we had fucking daylight savings time, that it's actually 10 o'clock right now,
yeah.
So I
it's
fell
late.
Asleep about 2 hours ago. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome.
So you're all napped up and ready
to go. I got some rapid fire questions. Scott.
Yes.
We need an intro. Hold on. Like a rapid fire with John King.
That was the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
That'd be fun. John Worth has an RTV degree, guys.
Second mention, you weren't paying attention earlier. So you're late.
Yeah, I already mentioned.
I'm
all right,
busy making
Scott.
Paint jokes.
Yes.
I wrote these things down. What's your best beer in the cellar?
Rapid fire. Don't think
rapid fire. You got boom.
You got boom.
Come on.
Come back to it.
Sorry, right,
Natty
Ice.
I'm not good with rapid fire.
All right, what's your cigarette of choice?
American Spirit.
Oh, hippie. Do you got a picture of your wife that Scott can look at?
I do.
All right.
And I don't.
Favorite place to eat in Louisville?
If I had to pick one, Palermo Viejo.
Oh, nice. I once got the shits from Palermo before, but great food. favorite beer city?
Chicago.
All right. Who sucks more, Papa John Schnatter or Hitler?
I'm gonna have to go with Hitler.
Wow.
But you know,
all right,
close one.
What's the best beer you sell?
What's the best beer I
that
sell?
That you like?
It's I mean, the Tasmanian IPA is very close to my heart. Actually, if I'm going close to my heart, the Black IPA is
even,
closer
to
my
heart.
Heart,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was your recipe, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. They a few years ago, I just on a whim asked the brewers at the tap room that, you know, if we ever had some tank space open, would they let me help brew a batch of beer, and became the Black IPA, and we've made it for 3 years now. So
awesome.
It's supposed to be a one-off, and
it's a good
coming.
Beer.
It's a great beer. I love
thank you.
Beer.
Don King hates Black IPAs, though.
I do. I'm not a big fan.
He's probably not had
IPAs,
it.
John King?
Yeah,
you
I don't understand
firing?
That.
Why do you hate Black IPAs?
I just don't like the style. I'm just not a big fan.
I don't like
what's
your style.
What's your favorite non-beer that you sell? Like, if you had to the beer that you would always drink?
Like,
there's a lot, but Heady Topper.
Heady Topper, yeah. I agree. Who's more well known, you or the Scotty sitting to your left?
Obviously, fucking Shreffler.
Well, there's no Fine. Scotty on my left.
Oh shit! Right.
So
there's right. Dude, it's a dude in the it's a homeless guy.
Like, that guy out in the parking right. lot. Yeah.
Scotty Likens is, of course, more famous.
All right.
I'm in my hotel room by 9 o'clock most nights when I'm on the road. And
I'm in my
he's
apartment.
More infamous. Right. He might be more famous, here, but here's, not more infamous.
Before we come back to the best beer in the cellar, would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or have your parents watch you have sex?
Watch you or walk in?
Watch There's a big you difference. Have sex.
That's fucked That's, up.
he wrote that down while we were drinking beer earlier. I thought he was going to ask it to me. I know what I was going to answer with.
I would have to say walk in because I could immediately turn around and walk out.
Okay.
I said I would rather have them watch me.
Well, that's where you and I are very different, Scott Likens.
All right, last question was what's the best beer in your cellar?
So you have to think about what's
you
in
should have been
cellar.
Thinking about this the whole time.
It's a fairly so, obvious question. I should have had it on my mind.
You were
I got a 2011 on? Eclipse Four Roses that I'm excited to drink.
Did I sell that to you?
No.
Oh.
No. there's a bunch. Oh, you know what? I have a Cascade Cerise Nouveau. It's probably the one I'm most excited to drink.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. For the French, that means wet
penis.
Pussy.
You stepped on each other's
jokes. Oh, obviously, we're confused on the meaning of that.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't pay attention in French class. So, Scott Schreffler, you were episode two of Beer Hoarders.
Yes.
On LouisvilleBeer.com.
Two of two,
so,
right?
So, if you haven't seen Scott's beer cellar, go check that video out on the YouTube. Has it grown since I did the video?
No, it's actually shrunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Don King's down to four bottles.
Going on, dude.
I have a major shrinkage problem. No, I've... Wow. I've started
That's
trying to...
That's for a different podcast, I think.
I've had conversations with, I think, John and I spoke about this one time, being too precious about what's in the cellar
sure.
and, you know, waiting until that right time when that right time to drink it is whenever you feel like drinking it.
Yep.
So I'm trying to actually, like, start drinking the things that are just sitting in there. And
it's just beer.
It is,
right?
absolutely.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, some beer may be perceived as better with age, but beer should be, by its nature, ready to drink when it's bottled. So.
Right.
Why wait?
So, are you done with the beer cellar then? Or are you just going to drink
no,
it down?
No,
and,
it'll,
I mean, you'll still keep it.
Yeah, I mean, in my travels, you know, throughout my territory, there's a lot of beers I can't get in Louisville. And knowing a lot of people who own liquor stores and things like that, they're sure. often nice enough to let me know that when something's in and I'll grab a bottle. I never grab more than one bottle of anything.
That's good.
Save
some for the rest of us. The
Absolutely.
Unlucky ones that don't have the connections that you do.
Yeah, I want to enjoy it. I don't want to hoard it.
Sure.
So,
absolutely.
Even though I was on a show called Beer Hoarders.
Yeah. And you admitted to being a hoarder.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a problem.
How many episodes?
So that's the first step.
How many episodes
there
were
there? Like
there were two.
Of that?
Yeah. And
that
my,
was you and you?
Me.
Yeah,
and my yeah. cellar's gone.
We're like, doing yours next, Scott.
I did. All I right, think so I had 10 beers left
Dude,
in my cellar.
Dude, I would love for us to do a podcast over in my cellar.
I'd love for you to open your refrigerator and there'd be like a half-eaten can of SpaghettiOs.
Some
BBC nut browns, some ho-hos, and some Five Alive
juice.
A dead
stripper on the bathroom floor. Mom?
It's a lot like that, but different.
We should do
honest.
What's in your refrigerator, Scott Likens.
You should just randomly show up on me.
Yeah.
Unannounced
and just
visit,
take a photo.
Like an RA.
Yeah.
Like the dad you are, and
right.
see what I if I have food to make sure I'm okay.
Like the dad I am.
I mean, you're kind of our dad on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to keep you fuckers in line, you know?
You probably tuck your kids in bed before you come here.
I do.
I mean,
there's nothing
he probably does some tucking of some sort. I don't know what it is.
What wow. is this, an eighth grade dance to Guns N' Roses where you got to tuck it?
I got
to that dude. Man.
I got a buddy
oh, wow.
who for Halloween went as James Gum from Silence of the Lambs, and he went all out. I'm gonna have to, I'll pull up pictures and share them with,
awesome.
Share them with you. It's pretty fantastic.
So you were born on Halloween, right? You just
yes.
celebrated your
36th birthday.
What a wow. creepy bastard you are!
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
It right. does. So, has Halloween always been a big thing for you, like dressing up and having?
It was great when I was
crazy
little,
parties.
And then
you grew up.
And then, yeah, and then, but when I hit 21, all of a sudden everybody wanted to get dressed up and drink on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So the issue now is that I like to have birthday parties, but tends to be the weekends mm-hmm. is when you do them, and everybody's out at Halloween parties. So
yeah,
you tend to do them a lot. So we did a thing at Barra Bar this year, and that was just two birds, one stone. Mm-hmm. Do a little Schlafly promo and a gathering for friends. So
it was work and play.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you were 21, when you were in college, what was your beer choice?
I didn't drink beer when I was. I
didn't either.
I drank liquor, and I would have a Bud Light that I would nurse for hours.
What did you drink liquor wise?
I drank a little bit of everything. I drank tequila for a while. Oh,
Mad Dog.
I was Jack and Coke in college. I was Jack and Coke or Captain.
You're Jack and what? Huh? Did I do it, guys? Coke? Did I do it?
Let's have Coke. We should have Coke sometime on the podcast.
We did a lot of sailing where we would just get a bottle of Captain and see how long we could.
Is that code for something, sailing?
Yeah. 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 I'd raise your fucking mast. That's what it was.
You're not raising my mask, dude. Stay away from
me. You know,
my
I see these college kids now, and they come into the liquor stores or their beer festivals, and I just wonder how the hell are you affording to. I know how much money I had when I was in college, and I don't know how they afford
it. I was just sitting watching these guys. We were down the street watching football, and these guys were in there, and they were really young, and they were in a place that it's not cheap to drink beers and hang out, and they were in there the entirety of the whole time we were in there. And I was sitting there thinking that same thing. I'm like, how in the hell are these dudes affording?
Yeah.
And they're drinking good beer.
Right.
I have no idea how they're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they're drinking good beer.
Oh, I am too, but it just makes you wonder. Like, yeah, I was like, there is no way in hell.
I mean, yeah, I used to pound been paying Miller $6 and, a beer. Yeah. PBRs. Like,
I drank whatever my friends had that they would give me.
Natural Light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I drank a lot
Milwaukee's
of that.
Best Light.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have hooch parties when I was in Lexington. You know, we had... When Star Wars Episode 1 came out, that day, these R2-D2 coolers.
Misa Jaja Bings.
Yeah, absolutely. The only good thing to come out of that.
Never do that again. Easy, please. Big fella.
The only good thing to come out of that was they had this roll around R2-D2 cooler that we used to just fill with hooch. And we had big hooch parties.
That's awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a lot of girls fucked in college. Yeah. Fucked up by me.
Everybody bring a half, pint of clear liquor and pour it into. 55-gallon garbage cans or fifths, half pints.
Yeah, we used to call it, and we had a buddy named Tom. We used to call it Uncle Tom's Jungle Juice. And he would just be so fucked up. Hmm.
Hey, man, that's what you do when you're 21. Or 19.
Or 30.
Or 43. I'm at a Jungle Juice party at my place tonight, ladies. Post-podcast party tonight.
Scott.
It's actually in my bathtub.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I hope you cleaned it first.
So if you guys want to come over and hang out, I'll break out some CDs and tapes, and we'll rock it.
Right. I made a special mixtape just for the occasion.
That's awesome. So you're a Cicerone, Scott. Tell us what a Cicerone is.
I am. It's sort of like a sommelier for wine, but for beer. So it's a three-level program, starting with the certified beer server, mm-hmm. which is the first level, and then the certified Cicerone, and then the master Cicerone. So the certified beer server exam is the first one.
It's an online course, you said?
It's an online. I think it's, at least when I took it, it was 50 questions. I think it was 50 questions, and it was like $50 to take.
Right.
And then
you just a dollar a question?
Yeah.
Affordable.
Sounds about right. Sure. You have to wait. There's a waiting period. I think it's 6 months or so, and you have to have endorsement from somebody in the industry to take the certified Cicerone exam. Again, I took this in 2008, so things may have changed drastically since then, but certified Cicerone, it's, mostly written with a four-part tasting portion, and then there's a presentation portion at the end.
Did you have to travel somewhere to take this?
Yeah, so I had to take it twice because I failed the tasting portion Jefferson. The first time. But at that time, when you failed one, you had to retake both. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had taken it now, I could have just retaken the tasting portion. So I had to retake the whole thing again. So the first time I took it in Chicago.
So you're even smarter than a level two since you've had the test twice.
Right, my actual score that I passed on the second time was pretty awesome. Yeah. So I can hold that over, you know, you're a Cicerone, but did you get what I got?
Did you get a gold star?
I did. Yeah. Actually, the best part about the certified Cicerone is that I was going out to Oregon with my dad, and we were going to an Oregon basketball game, landed in Portland, turned on my phone. The first email that I got was that I had passed the certified Cicerone exam. So in Portland, went straight to Deschutes. They had just released Abyss.
Nice.
Bought two bottles. My dad will tell anybody what I do faster than I will. And so he was telling the server all about the certified Cicerone.
Mm-hmm.
Guy came up to me on the way out, handed me another bottle of Abyss, and was like, this is just on us, just aged for a couple of years, and sweet. Congratulations.
Awesome.
So,
yeah, that's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, so, you know.
So it's a big deal to
Abyss
be
is one of the best
level two,
I've
right?
ever had, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, I was the first in Kentucky and mm-hmm. the first in the three states that I cover.
Do you know how many in Kentucky there are now? How many at level two?
I think there's three, but there was a bunch of people that took it a couple weeks
ago. Do you know
ago.
Them personally, or? Isn't Kevin Patterson one?
Schuster's one.
Schuster.
Schuster's one. I don't know the other guy.
Patterson?
Patterson's a beer server. He took the certified exam a couple weeks ago here in Louisville. So
there's been a bunch of people to take to go on to the third level.
What was that?
The third level, the Master Cicerone, I
because I know that, like, there was a group from River City came in, and Joel did a class in the brewery for, like, probably 15 or 20 people. All like working on it. I don't know where they were in the process or what they're doing with it.
Right.
But I know they were working toward it. I know it was.
They were working
it was
towards
more
the
than
second
the,
level.
Yeah. Right, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the Master Cicerone, I think there's only. I haven't looked in a while, but it's. I would say 10 to 15 at the most.
Right on.
Master Cicerones.
In the world or in the U.S.?
In the world. Well, I think it's in the world. I don't know if they're even giving exams outside of the U.S. Yeah, I guess you'd have to come here. But the Master Cicerone, apparently, it's a 2-day. There's a written portion. There's an entire day of oral examinations.
Oh, God.
I got your oral examinations.
I just toss it up there.
You just toss them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind
just
hard
like
to St.
Louis did.
There's only that right? many.
It's hard to swallow.
So,
in more ways than one.
You guys missed my second baseball reference.
It was very well done. I mean, it was still the card.
It's too late.
It's the same.
You'll hear it in
say
the
it again, dude.
Are you talking about being a pinch hitter or catcher or
no,
what are you talking
no,
about?
No, nothing like that.
Suicide squeeze?
Nothing like that. He said, I just toss him up.
That's you. Softball.
And I said, just like St. Louis did. Leave your salad out of this. Right?
Oh,
there's boy. No salad mentioned. My penis.
Wow. God. Welcome back. Good yeah. God. I mean, it's been too long.
Define salad.
So I wish it was a visual component level. So everybody could see John King's face right now.
Right. John King just slumped his head, dude.
Did he? Nice.
In defeat.
I missed it. So the second level, what is the second one?
Second certified? Level is certified Cicerone. Yeah. And then
how much did that cost? The first one was $50. This is, you remember?
When I took it, I think it was around $300.
Yeah.
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 So it's an investment. I mean, it's
yeah, and then the retake, I think, you know what, it'd be off. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2008.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to the website. The website is Cicerone, that's Cicerone.org, cool. And it's got all the information on it.
I'll put that in the show notes. So what's next for Schlafly? What's going on up in St. Louis these days? St. Louis.
St. Louis. I mean, the biggest thing is...
Other than they lost the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Is that what it's called, guys, the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, they scored they scored fewer three-pointers than the other team, and they lost the Super Bowl.
It's terrible when that happens.
So the biggest thing is, you know, we're starting to look for land for a new brewery. We are completely maxed out in St. Louis at about 50,000 barrels. We have some contracts. We have
good problem to have.
Absolutely. Yeah. To put it in perspective, when I started with Schlafly in 2007, we made 15,000 barrels. And so in my time with Schlafly, between the 50,000 in St. Louis and the probably 10,000 in contracts, we will have over quadrupled our production this year.
That's crazy. So all because of you, right? Selling so much.
Of course, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all really just in the Highlands.
Yeah.
So
right.
No, it's in Paducah is where it is.
It is.
And Frankfort Avenue.
And Frankfort Avenue. Absolutely.
Avenue or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Is that big Schlafly town, Frankfort Avenue?
Probably. I'm sure. Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah. Of course
it is. We sponsor the Frankfort Avenue trolley hop, so.
There you
go. Nice segue. How about that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank me for bringing that, John. Yeah.
Well, my segue was into Paducah, which is my hometown, and you guys rock in Paducah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's because we're the closest brewery to Paducah that distributes to Paducah.
Absolutely.
We're closer than Lexington. We're closer than Louisville. The Nashville breweries that don't distribute to Paducah. So there's, you know, for whatever reason, it's 2.5 hours to St. Louis. It's 2 hours to Nashville. But people in Paducah seem to associate with St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, we used to go to St. Louis all the time when I lived
Absolutely.
There.
That
was our, like, you know, weekend vacation or whatever, go see a Cardinals game. St. Louis. So, yeah, I mean, St. Louis is close.
Three sports
Three,
reference.
Listen to me. I'm like a sports nut, aren't I, guys? I'm a sports nut.
Who knew John Worth had ever been to a Major League Baseball game?
I've been to quite a few.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Louisville Beer Sports Radio.
That's when I quit.
Good morning,
I'm off the baseball podcast. Right. You guys can go back and do that. I'm done.
We just the only baseball Worth knows is like the Meatloaf song for his. He's running third. He's
didn't you dress up as Meatloaf for Christmas, Worth?
No, I didn't. I dressed up like you.
Dress up for Christmas?
Meatloaf was just, I mean.
In my family.
Yeah.
They did.
All that sorghum going to your brain?
Right. Meatloaf for Christmas. We did have Halloween where Meatloaf is a staple in Rocky Horror Picture Show, but yeah.
I like that you held on to that for quite a while, Scott Greffler. I love it. You didn't just be like, "Oh, whoa!" He just said Christmas. You held it and let us go.
Fuck you,
and then
Scott
you had
Shrek.
It was a fucking timing right there, man. Good timing.
That was good. I like that. Thank you for giving me shit.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Mm.
Somebody's got to, right? All the shit you give.
Once you go
get
to hell,
out.
Dude.
That's pretty rough, dude.
It is.
Man.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What are we drinking right now?
We're drinking Westbrook Marzen, I think. The Marzen, the Oktoberfest.
Swing the bottle into the cash.
Already won.
Into the
threw
wall.
Threw it out the window.
Already about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so it's actually a good Marzen.
It is good.
It's unfiltered, good. It's pretty tasty. Unfiltered, so it's got a little more body to it. I like it.
It does. Happy Daylight Savings Day.
Yeah.
Should be fucking like 10:30 right now.
I wish we would start doing the podcast at midnight. Myself personally on Sunday nights, I'd be way more fresher by then.
I'm sure you would.
So would my taint.
You'd be talking about what did you dress up for 4th of July?
Your mom.
So back to
You sat on my face for Halloween.
But I will say, I do love Paducah.
Can you edit that?
We're just going to talk over them.
Yeah,
let them have the side conversation.
Let me turn their mics down.
Wow.
I will say that that John is in a band called the Solid Rocket Boosters, and I've seen the Solid Rocket Boosters play at least a half dozen times, and I've never seen John play with them. And I don't know if they're
hiding
you.
Is he always playing with himself and not with the band? Or
yes. Absolutely.
He's always in the van by himself.
You know,
doing it
so
drum solo.
You always do the Oktoberfest in Paducah.
Yeah.
And for some
and
reason,
Lower
it's
Town
a.
Too.
Yeah, the Lower Town Arts Festival. And that's like a gig where they only play 40 minutes or whatever. So they're just like, we know it's not worth John's time to come down. So that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
But we play it against the grain all the time. You missed us during
I know, and every
year,
time
we...
you play it against the grain, I'm out of town.
I know.
So it's something.
Thanks for your support, dude. Right. As being the merch dude for Solid Rocker Boosters, we appreciate your thanks for the support, my friend.
Lykins wants to be our manager.
I'm selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're pretty rad, man.
You know,
it's
drum,
a fun band.
Guitar
I mean,
picks.
Don't even really need a drummer. That's what's awesome about
it. They really don't, man. It's all on kit.
Every band needs a drummer.
It's all on kit, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
They brought a drum machine in.
Is that what it was? No, that would have been awesome. Goes great with that style.
Absolutely.
So, you already asked what his favorite Schlafly beer was, right? And what was your answer?
Rewind on that, dude.
All right, hold on.
Well, I'll give you, since that was a rapid fire question, I'll get.
Now that you've had time to think.
Well, I mean, it's really. It varies because, like, right now, I love the Tasmanian IPA. Mm-hmm.
I ask you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think compared
go
to
ahead. Go ahead, ask.
I'm not interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt.
Compared to production, did you guys produce a lot more TIPA this year compared to last year?
We will produce around 300 times the Tasmanian IPA.
than last
that
year?
That you did last year?
Yes.
Oh, my okay. God.
That's awesome.
But we're also, we're did now selling. 300 We're now selling in Arkansas, Mississippi, New York City, high alcohol beers finally selling in Memphis. There's a lot of sure. new territory, so that doesn't mean we're going to see 300% more
since,
here.
Since you had wow. to do that much more, did the recipe change?
No.
Is it totally 100%
no, it's absolutely
same?
The same. It's as simple as you can get. It's one malt, one hop, yeast, and water. Yeah, 7.2%. All 2-row pale malt, all Galaxy hops. 7.2%, 60 IBUs. That's it.
It's a wow. badass beer, man.
It's really badass. Good.
It yeah. is good.
Any variation in the beer is strictly from the hop. Any
that's
variation
awesome.
Is just from
the crop. Natural.
It's an agricultural yeah. product, so it's yeah. going to change year to year.
So just
based
one
on
hop. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's great is it's been 9 months since it was out. Is that right? No, 8 months since it was out.
Yeah.
And I was a Country Boy. When I first got my first case of samples, and those guys sure. love those guys, so I went over to share one with them. So we're in the brewery, and the garage doors are open, sunlight's pouring in, and I poured in a glass. And in those 8 months, I'd forgotten just how light the color
oh,
is
no,
on that
the,
beer.
The color
kind of freaked me out a little bit. Yeah.
when but, I first poured it, the color, I was like, "What? There's something wrong here."
Yeah, yeah. And it's, then you stick your nose in it, and it's oh, just yeah. all that amazing.
Stick your nose in it.
Thank
I
you.
Mean,
Scott.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
No, my taint.
I was to say of the
nose in it, and by it I mean my taint.
Of the
in case you were wondering,
of the AIPA, the TIPA, and the XIPA, I would say Tasmanian American, in my opinion, is a close second, and then I think both of those step far and above the XIPA is good, but I just think the American IPA is phenomenal.
I love the American IPA, and that's what I was kind of getting at, like when. By the end of the Tasmanian run, I'm going to be so excited that American IPA is yeah, coming out that, sure. like, when you ask me then, I'm going to be like, American IPA.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, when Yakima Wheat is coming out in cans, our dry-hopped American Wheat, I love that beer. That's coming out next summer, so that's going to be something. It just kind of changes because we have so many different beers.
So let me ask you this because, you know, I know the hometown is in St. Louis and they're looking to grow and everything, but St. Louis beer scene has grown tremendously.
It's huge.
Perennial.
Absolutely.
All the other places.
Anheuser-Busch.
No.
Yeah. So you might call them America's largest local brewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on terrible. In St. Louis with all the new beer places? Because I know people are going crazy over Perennial and everything like that. So.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, being here in Louisville, I'm somewhat out of touch with the craft beer scene.
I'm out of touch. I'm out of touch.
I almost started singing.
A good DJ would have went and kicked that song in Worth.
I know.
What are you doing over there?
Let me get my turntables out. Hold on a minute.
Put that RTV degree work, man. Get that shit going.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it has to do with 2008 when Anheuser-Busch was bought out by InBev, but I think that there was definitely a turn towards local. And people wanted to start supporting local, and that included craft beer. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you've seen Four Hands and Perennial and Second Shift and a bunch of great breweries opening up. Civil Life, there's one, Urban Chestnut, that's a couple former AB guys.
Really?
A former AB brewer and then a former marketing guy for AB.
Hmm.
So I think that there's a big appetite for craft beer. And
right.
And the... The scene is already, the stage is already set for beer in St. Louis. It's such a great beer city.
Oh, yeah.
That it's become a great craft beer city as well. I mean, look at the number of multi-tap places they have. You know,
so do you think there's like, was a turnoff like when InBev bought, like when it went global? Did like the city of St. Louis like turn on Budweiser? I mean, like to grow it, or is it just like,
I don't think
craft beer as a whole, I mean, growing and
I don't think the city turned on it, but I think there was certainly a portion of people in St. Louis
right.
that wanted to keep supporting that local brewery, and right. we saw a massive change in our culture and our production because
can,
of that.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
We just poured the coffee stout, and it's holy
so,
shit.
And it is so awesome and roasted.
And I, you know, like, I've drank this,
killer.
But
I
I've
saw
never...
your face, but I wasn't sure if it was a good thing or not.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Good, man. It's good.
It's like sticking your nose in a bag of coffee beans.
Yeah.
Like it's,
yeah.
It's
why, don't like you, why don't you stick your nose in this bag of coffee beans?
And buy this bag
is
of
what
coffee
call
beans.
Those little things?
That's what your wife calls it.
And buy this bag of coffee beans. I mean, my
tank. Man, that's
all. You know what?
Excellent
how many minutes are we into this?
We are 34.
You haven't talked about his wife yet. I mean, what's up with that?
I know.
Dude? I mean, well, there's been no mention of his wife.
If you just listen to the phrase I said about Folgers, it was referencing to his wife, but no one caught that. So we may have to re-listen to the podcast.
Maybe
because
we will.
We all know what the best part of waking up
so
is.
So what makes the pumpkin beer so good?
It's all about.
Hell, man. That's like, I'm not a huge pumpkin beer fan.
She's obviously listening.
We'll have our own podcast over
here.
That
sounds
let's,
great.
Let's
I'll
pan
just,
us to
even...
the right. We'll pan them to the left. And if you'd like to hear Scott and John be dirty, turn
you,
your balance to the
you,
left.
You keep,
if you'd like,
to hear
a professional.
If you'd like to hear me be dirty, call 502.
Well, let me real quick talk
and
about
say it slow.
The coffee style, really quick. I think there's two things that make it great. First of all, we use Caldi's coffee in St. Louis, which is a local roaster.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a coarse ground espresso and we do a cold extraction. So no,
I guess all the oils
and we're not introducing oxygen from the boiling process. So it's a nice. You get the cold toddy, so you get all that just that great, you know, roastiness, and it just
phenomenal.
Jumps out of the glass.
I've had a lot of coffee styles lately, and I mean, you know, you can drink your Founder's breakfast and things like that, but this,
man, that's good.
This is just all coffee.
Yeah,
if you like coffee, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's roasty and it's dark.
I want to put some cream in it.
Yeah,
Scott, Joe, go.
I'm going to go ahead and skip the joke I want to make right now. All right, go ahead.
So again, tune to the left if you'd like to hear Scott and Joe. Scott and John, that was funny. Tune to the left for Scott and John. Where's Scott and John? There's Scott and John.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shucks. Oh,
I think we're losing these people, man. Let's talk some more about foreskins and tanks and stuff.
Yeah, because that's what people tune in for. That's what people tune in for. So the pumpkin beer.
So
the pumpkin
ale. Yeah. I think there's, I think a lot of breweries, focus on either the pumpkin or the spice, mm-hmm. and I think ours does a great job of focusing on both.
Yeah.
And being 8%, it's a big, rich beer that stands up to the spice. Just like everything we do, it's in balance. You know, there's enough sweetness, but there's enough spice, and nothing is really – it's all married really well. So as to why it's so incredibly popular, it's obviously really good, but there's other great pumpkin ales out there. I don't know – it's been around for a while, and so it's been the kind of staple. So that could be part of it as well.
Sure. When did it come out this year? Did it come out early like all the other ones?
Came out in
like
early
August or something? Yeah.
Because we wondered.
Why is that? Maybe we can get to the bottom of that.
If
we
you
talked
guys
about
excuse
this.
Me, I have to go relieve myself.
Okay.
You don't mind?
Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead. But use the restroom.
Why are you taking your phone with you?
Normally I wear a diaper during these podcasts, but this time
I saw you in checks the other day.
I know, dude.
I almost made a surprise appearance there the other weekend, but I didn't want to get kicked out. I was fucking real afraid.
John Worth just
was real afraid.
Just pissed everybody off at checks, dude.
Well, you know, hey, somebody's got to piss some people off around here, right?
Right, Scott's going to the bathroom. I guess I will say that as soon this your pumpkin is the best pumpkin I've ever had in my.
He's
life.
Texting and talking on a podcast at the same time. That's true multitasking. These young kids today,
As soon as it came out, I bought a case, actually a case and a half of it.
Wow!
And it did not last me until Halloween, and I kind of held off on it. And I've had a ton of pumpkins, especially from the East Coast, and nothing really stands up to it.
Yeah. See, I'm not a huge pumpkin beer fan. I like your pumpkin ale.
Buffalo Bills. I remember Buffalo Bills was like one of the first ones that ever came out. Pumpkin's too sweet.
I like pumpkin a lot.
And there's a lot of, they started to do barrel aging, you know, Oak Jacked and other, from Utah and other places, Heirloom do barrel aging. But
Heirloom?
Heirloom.
Heirloom?
Heirloom.
Heirloom.
Like a heirloom antique.
It's an heirloom. Right?
Heirloom, whatever.
Like a heirloom, like somebody is taking hair and making
weaving something with it on the
making list. A rug out of it.
Whatever. But no, the pumpkin from them is just phenomenal. I mean, the case is sold out. I remember at Old Town, I went looking for an extra six pack and they're like, we've been sold out for a couple of weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Well, you know what's funny? So I started with Schlafly in 2007. That first year, I did a tasting of pumpkin ale at Whole Foods the day before Thanksgiving. They had 15 cases the day before Thanksgiving. Which would never happen now.
Sure. Oh, no.
So yeah. It was a two-hour tasting that only lasted an hour because I sold 15 cases an hour. And then the next year, the Courier-Journal did an article on the best fall beers and said that ours was the best of the fall beers, and that was it from that. It was almost like that was the moment that we're just off to the races.
That's awesome.
So I remember, your beer was, I remember exactly where I was when I start. I think I was sitting at O'Shea's with a friend on Halloween night. And we were just slamming pints of it.
Yeah.
And we just got so shit-faced.
Yeah, see, I think of pumpkin beers, like I want those at Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like, you know, but they're always gone by Halloween.
Well, we definitely tie ours to Halloween because we start producing Christmas ale.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas ale, if you brought it out any later than, you know, it's a finite thing.
It's a month.
December 26th, people don't want to drink Christmas ale.
Yeah.
It's like November 1st, people don't want to drink Oktoberfest anymore.
Yeah.
I've been drinking
still good.
We just had one.
Right, exactly.
It didn't mess
and
me up. Like,
my
I'm
head
all right.
Didn't
I
explode.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Got Lycans is eating M&M's right now.
Yeah, how does that M&M pair with the coffee? Oh, I bet it's fucking good.
No,
M&M's
and coffee stout. Don't eat any, big guy. Leave them in there. That's terrible.
I brought Halloween candy to share instead of beer this time.
I'm going to have to go for a Twix.
Yeah.
It's awfully nice. Dan left us with a bowl of candy in here.
Yeah.
For us and our guests.
So was today, I thought I saw on Facebook and other things, all stouts
it
day?
Pairs well with M&M's.
Was today all stouts okay. day?
Yes, it was at the Rover.
Oh, at the Rover?
Yes.
So does that, it was not nationwide? It was just at the
Irish... I don't know if it was a nationwide thing.
I don't know. So.
But yeah, that went on at
Look
the
that
Rover.
Up on your fancy computer over there, John Worth.
Yeah, I saw a couple anything. Of the Liquor Barn Springhurst beers,
nice.
Gentlemen, at at whatever. What's it called?
Irish Rover?
No, what's the name of the event?
All Stouts Day.
All Stouts Day.
I don't know what that was called. Like.
Yeah.
I hadn't
heard anything about it. So
there was that, John. Thanks for leading us on a path to nowhere.
Oh, I have some other things.
Thanks for making us
I'm
like
supposed
more
to,
assassin.
I'm supposed to remind Scotty Likens of Julio. Oh. We got a Facebook message. Julio at River
is
City
that,
Draft House.
Is that John Worth's wife telling him to get home?
Betsy. Betsy says,
Betsy,
John,
he'll be home in like an hour. Okay?
No, John. It's to John King. What the?
Oh.
He'll be home in an hour or so, Betsy. Just chill, okay? We got this.
Betsy.
Betsy.
Whatever. Isn't that her name?
Without the L. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing full sweatpants, John.
I'm glad I'm getting lichens in rare form. It's this is good.
This is not rare form.
Don't put the wrappers in the thing. Unless
if I'd come in and he was just subdued, you know, it wouldn't have been the same.
Smoking
what are you gonna do?
Cheers to you.
Yeah. Can I ask a important question that's been on my mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
My mom does Schaefer.
Wow.
I can't even ask the question. But, I mean, this is an honest question for our Louisville podcast. Why does Cumberland Brewery not have anything to do with us or anything else going on in Louisville? I'm going
to
bring
Mark's
that up.
Mark's a hard
right
dude
now.
To get a hold
put
of.
Put the Twix back in there.
Me and my car, thank you. I didn't want to litter in my car.
Because they do a lot of one-off series, and then when we have events or anything going on, there's no advertisements when they have
it. I mean, they advertise in the Craft Beer Week this year.
Yeah, and they have $5 growlers on Monday.
They do.
It's by my house. It's always packed, but it's like one of those breweries that just kind of gets lost.
I think Mark is happy being just a place on Bardstown Road that serves beer that they make right there and a brew pub.
I'm sure they're, like you said, they're packed every
night. Yeah,
they're always packed. It's always, like during the summer and fall, I mean, people love sitting outside there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and the food's fantastic.
Oh, the food's
great. The food's the best. I mean, yeah, the food is phenomenal.
I do think they roll to what they want to do, and
they're happy with
that.
And
it is
what
it is.
Yeah.
My senior year at UofL, every Thursday night, it was a bison burger and two pints of Nitro Porter.
Mm-hmm. Man, that Nitro Porter is kick-ass, too.
Yeah,
Nitro. So you have a UofL degree, then?
I do, yeah.
But you're a University of Kentucky fan?
Yeah, because I've looked over my UofL degree, and nowhere does it have Rick Pitino's signature or anybody else's. So.
Tom Church.
No, Tom Jurich.
I can change,
dude.
That
means like,
if you give that to me, I can make that change happen.
But then I'd be beholden to the University of Louisville Cardinals, and I'm a proud resident of Louisville.
Who wants to root for a fucking Sunbelt school, too? Dude? I mean, and honestly, yeah, who wants to be for a Sunbelt school?
Those Sunbelters,
lose one football, you lose one football game, and it's over for you. I mean.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying. For all you.
See, Scotty Likens and I are both UK fans, but we're different degrees of UK fans.
We suck in football, but if we don't lose one football game, then that doesn't mean we're done for like 5 years. If you lose one football game, and you're good.
I've learned that I cannot have honest conversations with Scott once basketball season comes into play.
I just think it is what it is, my friend.
Scotty, I have on my notes that I wrote earlier.
No, let's not.
It says Julio RCD. What does that mean?
When Julius was almost escorted out of River City Draft House.
Yeah, one of our good friends, really? Julio, was almost kicked out of
there. You get two beers in the guy and it's on.
Two beers in the guy.
Am I wrong?
So he was acting the fool?
Yeah.
I guess he was.
I guess he was. I wasn't there. Yeah. I just heard about it.
So what do we have for some upcoming podcasts? What's kind of down the line?
Already
we've
looking
got,
past me.
Yeah.
I'm sad, isn't it?
We're never looking past you, dude.
We need to get Roger Baylor on the podcast. Roger, if you're out there listening,
we know
we know
you are.
We hope you are. And if it weren't past David Pierce's bedtime, we'd have him on here.
Dave Pierce is in a cardio kickboxing class right now, I think, at the Jewish Community Center.
Right.
And then he's mixing some kale.
He's having a kale shake post cardio kickboxing
right.
class.
Yeah. Fuck that shamrock shake. He's gotten a kale shake.
Shamrock shake. So we asked on Facebook to
I'm opening beer.
Ask Scott Schreffler a question. So we've got a couple comments in the on the old Facebook page. Roger Baylor wants you to give a preview of what you guys will be bringing to the opening weekend Tap Takeover at Gravity Head 2014.
Yeah, so.
Which is going to be awesome.
It's
going to
be
guys
great.
Are
absolutely.
Like
I don't know how many people know this, but we have, obviously in the craft beer community, we're all a big family. And New Albanian and Schlafly, we've been very friendly for many years. We did a collaboration series with them a few years ago, and O'Fallon. And two of their brewers, Kyle Tavares and Jared Williamson, are now employees at Schlafly.
Right.
So this will be kind of a coming home party for those guys.
That's awesome.
So we're going to attempt to bring the funk. But I can give you a preview, but this is subject to many different things.
It happens in February, right? So I'm sure you don't have it nailed down yet.
We have a pretty good idea of what we could bring, but there's things like getting TTB label approval. You have to do that even for kegs,
right.
And making sure. But so I can give you a couple things, but if they're not there on the night, then nobody can be mad at me. We're looking to hopefully bring
people will be mad at you.
They will be. Yeah,
dude,
no matter what.
People are writing this shit down right now, and we'll be over there with it written down.
Right.
You know how it is.
I do.
What? That keg's blown.
Gravity Head is
what?
Gravity Head is awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I've been out of that for years.
I don't know why we don't have a bus yet to go from Louisville to Gravity Head and back.
We talked about that last year.
Yeah.
We just never made it happen.
We should charter one.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, $30-$40 a ride.
We'll make that happen, and we'll do remote podcasts on the bus.
Well, if you come over the opening night, we're going to have a contingent of Schlafly folks over there.
Right.
So
will we
in
have
the bus?
Kent
you
want to
put in my bus in my
St. Louis over?
We might be able to get Kent to come over.
You totally should.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, let's hear this list.
So again, very tentative. We're looking to bring possibly four variations of Bourbon Imperial Stout.
What we're drinking right now, I think.
Yeah. So the Bourbon Barrel Imperial Stout,
phenomenal.
Coffee Bourbon Imperial Stout, Cocoa Bourbon Imperial Stout, and Vanilla Bourbon Imperial Stout.
Man, those all sound good. I want them all mixed together.
Yeah, yeah. Suicide of all four would be interesting. Pumpkin Stout. So basically a stout with a pumpkin spice.
Nice.
Nice.
We're going to try and get a special dispensation on the ABV and bring American IPA because everything else is kind of big and malty. So something American IPA will have just come out. So The other one that I think is really cool, that I didn't even know we were doing until we sent out an email thread last week about this, is a sizer. So we do cider at the Bottle Works because we actually operate under a winery license, in order to produce the capacity that we do. So we make ciders all the time. So a sizer is basically a blend of cider and mead. A lot of our brewers are big mead.
Is it really sweet?
Yeah, it tends to be.
I mean,
really
mead
sweet.
Is really. Have you guys had mead before?
Do you guys? I've never had mead, John. Why don't you tell me about it?
Do you guys? Let me interrupt.
I mean, I couldn't resist.
Do you guys do any? Yeah. I know you said sizer, but do you do any scissoring at there? I'm really into scissoring. I would love to see some ladies in St. Louis do some scissoring.
Like to arts watch and crafts, from the couch. Right?
Yeah, that's what it means. Cutting,
yeah, scrapbooking, cutting of that nature.
He's into cutters,
cutting.
Right?
Yeah. Cutters. Yeah.
So
is that it?
Well, there's a couple other ones, but those are the ones that I think are pretty.
No, I meant, is that it for John King's joke?
So yeah, the sizer, we've never done it, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the cider is. I don't know any details, but it sounds pretty awesome.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
So Paul Young from My Old Kentucky Homebrew has a two-part question. Part one, what setup would it take to get Tasmania IPA pumped directly into my veins?
Oh.
Question.
Wow.
It may.
What would the
setup? I mean, obviously you'd have to medical supply store and see what we could do.
This podcast sponsored by Gold's Medical Supply.
this should be a Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of thing.
Right.
So, but I mean, you know, Paul, it's Paul from My Old Kentucky Homebrew. I mean, the dude's a genius. I mean, if anybody
He'll
can figure it out.
He's probably got
Paul.
All that shit there in the store anyway.
He's.
So that's absolutely where you go, Paul.
Paul is
you look in the mirror and say, how am I going to do this?
And where can I buy that locally is the second part. At your store.
Come on.
Can we tell Lycans to quit throwing the fucking empty M&M things
into our Halloween candy?
Obviously, you two dildos will pick them out, so I'm going to keep throwing them in there.
How does that Starburst pair with the Imperial Stout?
I don't know. I'll let me know tomorrow because I'm going to take those home to my couch.
Okay. So Drew Morgan wants to know, how do you say Schlafly? Correctly.
Well, you just did, so
Thank you. Yes.
Schlafly.
John King
always go
Schlafly.
Yeah,
you mangle it every time.
This is a learning opportunity right here.
Right.
Well, if you look at the sky, teach this guy about beer, man.
Come on, Cicerone.
Teach this dude about beer.
Okay. Well, I'll teach you first of all. We'll start with just the name.
Motherfucker.
The easiest is just to remember laugh. Yep. That's the part that everybody. It's
laugh.
Schlafly.
Yeah. Laughly.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
Laughly.
Say it again.
Oh, and Drew Morgan also. This is a two-parter as well. And can I have a case of barley wine? I assume he means barley wine, please.
No, barley wine's a variation.
Oh, is it really?
No, it's not. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Tricked me.
Good job,
he did, Cicerones.
He did say Cicerones. That he wanted me to mention how awesome he is, and he is pretty awesome.
Fuck you, Drew Morgan.
He was a friend when I first moved to Louisville in 91. He's the friend that got me into the University of Kentucky Wildcats. So,
wow.
That sucks.
Dude, you can't be all bad then.
Yeah,
that's going to bust his balls.
Yeah,
And another follow-up to Paul Young's. Paul first said it's a two-parter. He's making it a three-parter, and I don't know how fair that is, but he said breaded version?
Oh, of the Tasmanian?
TIPA, yeah.
Probably not.
No.
No.
I had a breaded Baltic porter today.
I had a breaded paint.
It was all Brett.
It was all breaded fish.
It was
Nightmare Brett Street. Yeah,
Nightmare Brett Street from Crooked Stave. And it did not taste like a Baltic porter at all. It was pretty much all Brett, all sour. I mean, it was still good, but I was just like, this. Not a huge fan.
I think that, I mean, for Brett, you need time in order for the Brett to really kick in. And so by its very nature, it shouldn't be an IPA.
Speaking of Brett.
It shouldn't be a hoppy beer.
Has ATG, I'm pretty sure they have. Had they made a Brett the Hitman Hart beer? I think they have.
Well, they should, absolutely.
I say, if they haven't made a Brett the Hitman Hart beer.
I mean, didn't they, like, get listed as, like, one of, like, 50 best, like, wrestler beer names ever?
No, that was for...
Well, there was
Gawker has a dead wrestler of the week.
No, I thought ATG.
That was for another beer, I believe.
It was different from Brett the Hitman Hart.
Yes.
Yeah, that was yes. Macho Man yes. Randy.
Right.
But if they don't have a Brett the Hitman Hart, I mean, Brett the Hitman was that awesome.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
This podcast is slowly becoming names for ATG beers. Yeah. Have you noticed that? Because we came up with like 10.
You mean Taint Liquor? Is that one sure. they're working
Absolutely.
On? I think?
They are now.
Well, wow.
So a couple weeks ago, I think it was when Todd and Crescent were in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to it, and John started talking about Tasmanian, and I got all excited. I was like, hey, they're going to talk about Tasmanian. And then he said Tippa, and then it just rolled into
just the
against
tippa.
The grain names. I'm like, and then they was never mentioned
just
again.
Tippa,
never mentioned again.
My bad.
Sorry about that. Right. It's easy to get derailed on this podcast. I don't know Absolutely. If you noticed that or not.
I always refer to Tippa as just the Tippa.
Yeah,
I
that's
people
what started
to get
the,
just the tip of.
Yeah.
Ricky Burdett says, I'd like Ricky. To add to Paul's question, when are you going to stop advertising that Taz is a good beer so that every asshole who never knew how good it was stops buying it so I can buy more than one person needs?
Are we really advertising that it's awesome?
I don't know.
I don't think they advertise
it. I think word just gets around.
You can still buy yeah. it at places. I mean, yeah. it's still.
I would talk to Rate Beer and Untappd. And,
it's
a value advocate yeah. and have them shut down, and that's yeah, probably gonna be the best.
It's
way.
A value market in the islands, do you, man.
Do you let's ask him compared to last podcast? Do you go on Rate Beer and Beer Advocate?
No, actually, I go on Untappd and just check on things.
So, do you trade at all or no?
I trade a little bit, but it's mostly moved to Facebook forums.
Okay, what kind of forums?
The Facebook beer group.
You're being a little
just
weird.
Generic
that's,
beer.
That's where the ones. That's where the trades.
Is that,
that I've
the one I'm in?
Yeah, the one that's
just called
says,
beer.
Yeah, yeah. Like the cover. It's just called the Facebook beer group.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're trying to hook up with Shreffler after this podcast, like behind the dumpster out. There.
I never.
You're being weird right now.
I never okay. post on there, but yeah. it's the insanity that people are drinking.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's I follow it every day.
It sounds exhausting. I mean,
it does.
I mean, it
is.
Sounds fucking, it's beer. Dude.
Like the guy from Don't Drink Beer.
Alex Kidd. He's actually awesome. Yeah, I've traded with him a few times.
Alex,
he's a really good dude.
The fucking beer that guy gets is
yeah.
phenomenal.
Well, that's a guy. So the Four Roses Eclipse that I have in my cellar, I had posted on there. I was like, hey, I'm looking for, I posted, there's another actual trading forum on there. And I posted, hey, you know, I'm looking for this. I'd done a couple trades with Alex. Nobody bit. So he posted, hey, this guy is awesome. You should, somebody hook him up. Never did. And then like 2 weeks later, there's a box sitting on my front porch and it's just one bottle of Four Roses Eclipse. And I was like, that's, you know, wow. that's awesome.
That's yeah. cool.
You know? I've heard actually from some people. The pub from some of my friends in California, they say he's an awesome guy and they trade mm-hmm. with him all the time. I mean, his website's
hilarious.
His website, I hate to give don't drink beer. Is it .com?
Don'tdrinkbeer.com, yeah.
And it's just hilarious reviews of shit.
That's awesome.
Making
he's got
fun of beer.
GIFs and memes of just, I don't know where he finds them. It's hilarious.
Might make them.
He might, yeah.
Yeah.
He might. He's a lawyer, actually.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer in California, and he just drinks really fucking... And people send him amazing beers.
Yeah.
And he just fucking drinks them.
Yeah, it's the... That,
he just did
that website.
Your pumpkin the other day. He's like, all right.
Oh, did he?
He's like, yep, it's good. He's like, as much shit I talk, he's like, it's amazing beer.
So. Nice. Well, I sent him a bottle of the 2011 Imperial Stout, Bourbon Imperial Stout. And he didn't actually post a review, but he sent me a message and was like, that's the best Imperial Stout I've had this year. So I was like, put it on the website.
Yeah.
Put it on the website.
So the last question is from Robert Hinton. And we kind of spoke on this earlier. If they are expanding and if it's Chicago.
No current plans to expand to new areas. We just hired a guy who will be based out of like Virginia, D.C. So he'll cover Virginia, D.C., Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, and New York. So we're going to be selling a lot more beer up there. And basically any growth we're going to have for the near future is just going to be to send more beer to where we already are.
Right.
Right. Our whole philosophy is that we want to be in St. Louis and 300 miles around, excluding Chicago, and that's just because it's many reasons. One of them is the size of Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, we barely have enough for where we are and to go into Chicago. There was talk at one point about opening a brew pub in Chicago, and I think that's still in a discussion, but I'm not real sure. But so no Chicago as of right now, but we're really close to Chicago. If you go that kind of northwestern corner of Indiana near like Three Floyds, it's only about, 45 minutes from Chicago. You can get us there. There's we're pretty close on the Illinois side, too. So there's definitely places around Chicago you can get us, but not quite there yet.
Sure. Well, Scott, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you. So
excluding me, of course.
Excluding Scott.
And the dumbasses.
Right.
We got this Facebook message on our LouisvilleBeer.com.
Yeah, so Sweetwater is coming here mid-November. Yeah. And we're excited.
Who are they distributed by?
River City.
Yeah.
Okay.
So read all about it at LouisvilleBeer.com.
420.
Curtis MacArthur.
Curtis MacArthur is awesome.
Yeah.
The Sweetwater guy. He's a great dude.
Curtis is a good buddy of ours. And, he's cool. I'm glad they're coming to town.
Yeah. Everything I've had from them has been great. They're looking forward to it.
Their IPA is very solid.
Yeah.
So for next week's podcast, we want to highlight that we are actually calling in. We're going to try to set Scott Likens up for a blind date. So
I'll
any
be back
of those,
next week.
Yeah.
Any of those, awesome.
You will want to be blind.
I was hoping you would be coming back.
And he might need a stool too. Right.
Any of those ladies,
like when you say stool, like what
I
do
mean
you mean?
A stepping stool.
Like, do you mean,
yes.
Like
holy
like
shit.
Shit or what?
Stepping stool.
Okay.
So if any of those,
or does he need to take
lady listeners would like to have a date with Scott Likens?
We're check thinking out the LouisvilleBeer.com Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And send us a message.
Yeah, we'll set it up.
We'll hook you up.
Oh, you know, we had one more Twitter question. One person contacted on Twitter. Tony Graves wants to know, the Schlafly Dry Hopped APA is outstanding. What hops are used, and can I get it on tap here? Here, I assume Louisville.
I was in Zaz 2 nights ago, and they have it on. They're getting ready to tap Tasmanian sometime soon, but Zaz has it. I mean, you know, it's one of the thing is, like, the kind of current beer culture, it's a lot of rotating taps, so it's hard to say that this place is gonna have APA all the time. But
sure.
River City Draft House, Boom Boz, you know, Flanagan's, O'Shea's, the, you know, Mellow Mushroom, they all kind of rotate in, so APA will be here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when we do 26 different beers throughout the year, so that's kind of what we've set it up for, is the rotating handle.
Right.
So it'll be around.
And what hop is used in that?
We dry hop it with Cascade and Chinook hops.
Cool.
So
that's all the questions that we have for you. So get the freak out of here.
Go ahead and just cruise the fuck on out of here. And
hey, if you
we're going to keep going, because this is one of the longest podcasts we've done.
If you want to stop.
We're at an hour and 2.
He has eclipsed the Beckman.
I know.
Okay. Hey, I can tell if you have to get on here, I can tell you a good place to go. There's this lady named Betsy.
All right. That's the Louisville Beer Podcast, everybody. I'm your host, John Wirth. We'll see you next time. Yes, I just cut you off, John King.
But Betsy never did.
Aha.
Suck it.